This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Lions are one of the most iconic creatures in the world. So when Aussie filmmaker Rogue Rubin discovered there were shockingly low numbers of them left in the wild, she decided to find out why that is and what options there are to conserve their populations, going undercover in Africa with a group of trophy hunters.
We have seen an 85% decline in the wild lions in the last 21 years. The greatest predator of the lion is the human being.
Well done, young man. This is a once-in-a-lifetime trophy.
I was born in South Africa. And even though we left when I was young, Africa has always felt like home. It came to my attention, lions were facing extinction.
The biggest problem are the lion trophy hunters.
But to understand trophy hunters, I needed unfiltered access to their world. And that's when I had a crazy idea. I was going undercover as a big game hunting photographer. I started to create a new identity.
Her documentary, Lion Spy, it is out now. And I spoke to Rogue to get a sense of what can be done about declining populations and just the scale of this trophy hunting industry.
Much larger industry, I think, than those of us who are not a part of it understand. It is also a global industry, so it's very much prolific in Australia as much as it is in the USA and in Europe. And it's an industry that really is kept unto itself. They're not very into outsiders. They like to keep their business themselves and don't believe that other people understand or recognize their commitment.
Mm. So how did you find yourself a way into that world when they are very closed off to everybody else?
So that became the subject of the documentary partly was wanting to understand why lions in the wild are going extinct. And what it took me to was this path of realizing that lion trophy hunters were so involved in the process. And I wanted to have open conversations with them and understand them and their world. I think everyone has a right to speak and to express themselves. And they certainly, there's a number of exceptional scientific papers and there's strong beliefs that they say that pays it stays, meaning they believe their conservation, their money goes into conservation efforts. And so what I needed to do ultimately was I created a alias, a la Jennifer Garner in the TV show Alias, and I guess infiltrated and set myself up as a young, photographic, excitable intern, and then set out to request to intern on one of these hunts in order to, as I said, to understand them. It wasn't, oh, I'm going to take you down. It was really, hey, I just really want to understand you, your point of view, and maybe, you know, maybe there's more valid arguments that I don't understand, but you're not talking to me.
No, and it allows you to tell a really incredible story in Lion Spy, which does open a lot of our eyes up to this issue that you're highlighting, and yes, some of the arguments for and against it. But from your own perspective, what was it about the conservation, particularly of lions, that got you first curious about bringing this story to life?
I consider myself a conservationist. I consider myself a lover of animals, and I consider myself sometimes intelligent, depending on the subject. And I knew elephants were going extinct. There are 50,000 left in the wild. And even as I went on my first trip to Africa, there's this big sign in Los Angeles at LAX, and it was, elephants are going endangered. Stop the importation of ivory. And I know rhinos are going extinct. And we hear all the time that we're losing the last rhinos. And you see these photos, right, of the last rhino and he's dying. And so, and there's 30,000 left in the wild. And I had no idea that lions were on the verge of imminent extinction with only 20,000. Mm. That's less than most people attend a footy match. Why is it that you don't know? They say that lions are the most iconic species on Earth. Like, they're one of the first animals that babies recognize.
Mm.
So that's why it became a quest to both find out why we don't know and in the process help save them. Because if you don't, you can't save something you don't know is going extinct.
And what compelled you to cover it in a way that put you at such personal risk? Because there you are, the only girl on a trip full of men, which, you know, might be intimidating enough as it is, but then they've got weapons and they're skilled hunters. Why did you want to tell this story in that way?
Laura, I didn't. That was not the aim, to tell the story in that way. I just wanted the opportunity to understand the truth, see the truth. I wouldn't say I never fully comprehended, let's put my life at risk. Or let's do it. I think it's seeing as believing, and simply the opportunity to see and understand, because I knew whatever I saw and understood, I would bring awareness to. Now, it didn't matter what side of the coin that ended on, but it was never about let's go put my life at risk.
How did you feel documenting something that you are so opposed to?
I think I did. When you say, so their argument, if it pays, it stays, means that their money goes back into conservation and means that their money is actually the reason that lions should be more prolific and that other animals exist and that the land benefits from the process. And I think there's two sides to my brain, and one is this hugely emotional human and the other is a very logical, scientific research human. And if the money and those, and as I said, the tags, because you have to pay the government for killing a species, you have to pay the land, you have to, there's so many additional costs. If that money was going back to the land, and Africa needs that money, we all benefit from lions existing in the world, but unfortunately, due to so many circumstances, they only currently exist pretty much in Africa, very small sect in India. If that money really is benefiting them and that's the reason, then that's an argument that we have to acknowledge and understand and put forward. That would have been, if that was the argument and that was reality, then that's what I would have had to say. I would have had to say, hey, listen, I'm not comfortable watching this. This isn't something I can comfortably see, but I understand your argument. That is not the research that I uncovered. That was not the feelings I uncovered. And I uncovered a very different mindset and people, you know, who have been brought up differently to myself.
And you do really honour their experience, as much as you may be challenged by some of the views that your movie Lion Spy brings to life. How do you hope the viewers respond to it? Because while it is a confronting story, there are elements of hope, and you do pose some options for how we can turn around this situation that at this stage looks quite dire. But how do you hope people respond to Lion Spy?
Well, firstly, thank you for saying that I honoured their experiences, because I really try to do that. I'm not trying to attack anybody. I'm trying to bring light to a situation. And yes, I believe the ending is hope. And that is one that I wanted to give everybody. This isn't a story of despair. This is a story of hope. We as a generation, we as humans have the ability to make change, to do good. We're not bad. We're not a bad society. So what I believe is that people will learn lions are on the verge of extinction. And there's four causes that I've said, listen, these organizations are organizations I believe in. I believe that they are giving back to ensure that the species will continue. And please give to these, because there's a lot of organizations I don't think the money runs back to conservation. I did the maths. I said about 280 million cups of, just in the USA, people buy 280 million cups of coffee a day. A day! 280 million a day! And, you know, you average that price to $3 to $4 and you multiply that by 280 million and you're sitting in the billions, right? And suddenly you can save a species from extinction. And so it is hope. Don't come out of this crying. Don't come out of this with despair. Come out of it with knowledge and excitement that now you know the truth, now you can make a difference.
Absolutely, Rogue. It is such an inspiring movie, a challenging one, and one that, as you've mentioned as well, does have a whole lot of hope to it. So thank you for making it, and thank you for chatting with us about it today.
Laura, thank you so much. You're amazing and terrific questions.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.